So the Raylink protocol was the thing that I did. It's a custom protocol. It was very heavily influenced by, I think, a seminal paper in computer science called End-to-End Arguments and System Design that was published back in the early 80s by, I guess it was Clark and Salter and a few other luminaries at MIT. And I've always been very influenced by that paper because I see so many real systems that fall apart because they don't follow its advice. You know, the idea of the end-to-end argument, for those of you who haven't read the paper, is that, you know, if there's something that can be done in the network or at the endpoints equally well, do it at the endpoints. You'll probably be happy you did later on because the network has got a hard enough job to do. And besides, if you're trying to do something like guarantee reliability, the only way you can really ever guarantee reliability is do end-to-end. Because if you try to do it anything less than end-to-end, some component in the middle can break and there's nothing left as a safety net to clean up things on an end-to-end basis. So that I found it very very persuasive in my design of the Raylink protocol. Instead of, you know, designing a full bulletproof protocol like most people do for radio channels where, you know, you put in lots of reliability and redundancy to try to make this radio channel look like a wire, I said, why do I need to do that? Okay, why can't I just make a protocol that's good enough to work on the Internet? I mean, the Internet certainly loses packets. The protocols that run end-to-end are designed to deal with that. I mean, that's what TCP is designed to do. It's designed to deal with some fraction of lost packets. You don't want that loss rate to be too high, but there's no need to make it, you know, vanishingly small either. You know, if you can shoot for the same kind of reliability that you get on the rest of the Internet, that's good enough. Okay. So the idea of the Raylink protocol is to do that. Just bring the level of service that you see up to something that's comparable to the Internet without making it too overhead laden because, again, the cells are so small, I couldn't afford to put a lot of overhead into these cells. It's just too much overhead.